an Asian carp on the Canadian side of Lake Erie that can make babies. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. You've probably heard a lot about how people are trying to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. But there's one kind of Asian carp that's already been found in the lakes. It's called a grass carp. They're considered less of a threat than other kinds of Asian carp. And for a long time, people thought the grass carp in the lakes were sterile. But lately, fertile grass carp have been turning up. The Canadian government has confirmed that for the first time, they've found a fertile grass carp in the Canadian waters of western Lake Erie. A commercial fisherman caught the fish off Point Pelee. Becky Cudmore is the manager of the Asian Carp Program with Fisheries and Oceans Canada.
The first deployed a fertile grass carp in Canadian water, so I wasn't happy about it. I wouldn't say I was surprised because we do know that there has been some reproduction in the American waters of Lake Erie.
Earlier this summer, scientists found grass carp eggs in the Sandusky River. That river flows into Lake Erie. Cudmore says grass carp have been stocked for decades in the U.S. to control aquatic plants, so it's possible some of the fish have escaped from ponds.
They are supposed to be sterile if they're stocked now, but it doesn't mean that they weren't a few decades ago when these fish are a long-lived species.
But she says they don't know yet where this particular fish came from. The fish carcass was sent to Patrick Kochofsky to learn more about it. He's a grass carp expert and a research fishery biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. First of all, Patrick, this is not the first time anybody's found a fertile grass carp in Lake Erie, but it is significant that it's the first one found in Canadian waters. How big of an issue could this be for the lake?
The fact that it's the first one in Canadian waters is perhaps a bit surprising or maybe even shocking to some in Canada. But to those of us on the U.S. side of the border, it has become, unfortunately, a little more common than we would like. There have been a handful of reproductively capable fish captured in western Lake Erie.
So this fish was sent to your lab. What kind of tests are you running on it at the moment?
We are going to take various anatomical parts from the fish, including a spine from the dorsal fin and the pectoral fin. We'll take a couple of its vertebrae, and then a small bone on the edge of its operculum called the postclithrum. We will use all of those to estimate the age of the fish, and then we will use otoliths, which are small bones in the fish's head, to try to do a sort of a CSI approach to figure out where this fish might have been in the lake.
Earlier this summer, your lab confirmed that grass carp are, in fact, having babies in Lake Erie, laying eggs. Your team found eggs in the Sandusky River. What have you found since then?
Since then, we have nothing additional to report. We have not found young fish. All we have found is their eggs. We have yet to find evidence of the young fish themselves.
Is there any evidence at this point that there's widespread grass carp reproduction in Lake Erie?
None. The only place we've demonstrated spawning is in the Sandusky River.
And has anybody looked beyond the Sandusky River? Are you looking in the larger area, or is anybody else doing that?
Yeah, several agencies around Lake Erie, federal on both sides of the border and state and provincial, are collaborating to try to determine the extent of grass carp in Lake Erie.
If it is discovered that they, at some point in the future, are reproducing over a larger area, what are the implications of that?
The potential damage by grass carp is that they consume a large amount of aquatic vegetation. And by consuming that vegetation, they alter habitat for young fish of many species, and they also alter nutrient dynamics in the lake, and they can alter water clarity, and that can have a cascade of effects throughout the ecosystem.
Patrick Kochofsky is a research fishery biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.